Start now.
Okay, so sweet. Welcome to the 14th Tall Egot D&D night and the 20-something official RPG night or whatever.
And this is the official first one where we have a girl in the audience, folks! Unfortunately, she does not have a mic plugged in.
Okay, stopping the recording now.
Okay, Adam, don't do that.
Okay, restarting the recording.
God.
Okay, hey, D&D Adam. Night, 14th Tall Egot, go. Okay, Shintai, let's go.
Alright.
Lo Wang is meditating and just in only his loincloth outside. His manliness peeks out on occasion.
You don't know ninja warriors actually have clothing, right?
And he does like the Tai Chi movements.
Okay, currently the group is in the Red Fist headquarters. They're just kind of chilling out right now. But the group has just been called by one of the messengers. He pretty much approaches the group and is like, hey, the leader of the clan wants to talk to you guys.
Hey, Shintai, out of character. Where's the racist Asian accent?
What?
He's narrating. Give him a break.
Okay, I'm just kidding.
Okay. He has a mission for you. Please come now.
Very good, very good. Let's follow Mata.
As you guys are walking through the headquarters, it's not a bad headquarters. It's pretty nice. Not anything.
Lo Wang looks at looks at Adam, Elvis, the werewolf. Barbarian. He looks at him and he asks,
who are these two new people? Necromanta and tiny little dude with armor.
They are my pawns.
Okay.
I look towards the necromancer and I just make like a crazy movement.
By the way, your friend Nisahai, we sent him on another mission.
Understand. Meditating in bushes.
I'm going to look around for all the other people in the hall just to see if there's anybody susceptible to stealing.
Alright, so you guys are now...
Meanwhile, I scratch my nuts because they are itchy.
Roll a d20 and scratching your nuts.
I tell the master, Master! Well, wait, so I can prepare for missions.
Wait, what?
I rolled a five to attempt to scratch my nuts.
Okay,
you are now
wonderful.
Shaving.
You have poured off one of your balls. So he's asking the master where to master where the mission is going to be.
I was about to get to that. So you guys enter the room where the clan leader, and he looks pretty much like the rest of the clan, but he looks older, but tougher, like he could probably, you know.
Fuck, I didn't even have time to change. I'm still in my loincloth. That's great.
Okay. Now, thank you all for coming. I have a mission for you.
Hi!
There's this cave.
Right,
there are many warriors in there, but none come out except for one.
Warriors?
I see warriors.
We are hunting warriors. Oh, what?
So what's in the cave there, buddy? In the place with the thing.
We are unsure. This is unexplored cave.
Great glory to the great Red Fist clan.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
I thought you just said that only one person got out. If one person got out, that means it has to have been explored, right? You just said it was unexplored. Make up your freaking mind! And I started just flipping the frick out.
Before we started to explore it.
You barbarian.
Okay, hold on a second. I got an action here. I'm going to cast a spell on Adam.
Okay.
My list, the sleep spell.
Okay. You have to roll above an 8 to succeed.
Oh, God.
Hold on.
Well, I think Adam has a save against spells thing.
Are we copacetic? Ready for the roll? Here it is. I rolled a 2.
Well, that didn't...
My badliness causes me to never...
You don't notice it, Adam. You just feel slightly fatigued, barely.
You feel slightly lethargic, but nothing that really affects you.
Rage. Blood.
This one, only one warrior was able to make it out. And before he died, all he said was, giant penis.
Yes.
Ah, Long Dick Dong. Legend of the Long Dong. I mean, oh, my tribe knows that legend.
You're going to supply us with some equipment for this long, throbbing, veiny endeavor?
Ah, yes. We have adequate armory for warriors. You may now leave towards the armory and take what is necessary. And you can go and claim honor for our clan. And you will be rewarded more handsomely when you return.
Oh, yeah, hi. Tomo arigato, Mr. Rabato.
Get on the umbrella.
What is this Rabato you speak of?
Oh, ancient metal god from the far east.
I shall find that tongue and claim it as my own.
Good luck with that.
Alright, so the guy pretty much shows his hand to a room that to his right, and that's pretty much where the armory is. All of you walk in there, and you open the door, and there's a pretty decent stash of stuff here. There's some swords, some spears, some armor, but none of it's really all that special. It's kind of like regular stuff.
By the way, Sendu, just 1 second, Shintai. Sendu, yeah. Should I send you your character sheet? Because you got some stuff here. You got all kinds of, so you know what you have.
Might as well.
These weapons. They please me.
Alright, Mr. DM. I'm looking around for health supplies.
Yeah, I was about to mention, there is a little cabinet in the room that has some health potions and, you know, different first aid type of stuff.
I'm going to take 20 health potions if that's okay with you.
But we're only 18.
Yeah, that's a lot of health potions, dude.
And
I just asked about them. Dibs, bro.
Right, hey, I'm going to shoot for the stars, you know?
All right, there are 20 health potions, but they are equally divided between everyone.
Uh-huh, so they just magically equally divide. Okay. I'm going to take that. 5.
5? Yeah, I would have said the same thing. Equally divided.
Yeah, I said 5 health potions.
Okay. Torches? I'm looking around for
torches.
I'm going to ask about torches. Need some torches, boss man.
Yes. Torches.
Grab
We have some in the hallway. Why don't you just take those? We can replace it later.
Sounds good. Alright, I'm going to grab me some torches. I guess I just need one, right? Got my one torch.
Yep.
One torch. Ready to do this, broskies? We're gonna go in and map this motherfucker out. Hold on, let me open up MS Paint for this bitch.
What the fuck?
So we sent us into the place that's unexplored, so we're gonna go explore. That's the point. That's what we were told.
Yeah, that's how you play a D&D game. You map out a dungeon, for example.
Alright.
Right.
Okay,
are
we going?
You can have one of your men show us to the entrance to the dungeon.
Yes.
We'll proceed with the mission.
He waves his hand again, and one of the soldiers behind him, you didn't even see he was there, just kind of comes out of the shadows, and he's going to act as your guide. He just kind of bows, and then he starts walking ahead of the group. He expects you to follow
him. Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll start following that guy.
And I decided, just because I want to be cocky, I just decided to walk ahead of him.
He puts his hand out, looks at you with this stern look, shakes his head, and your character...
Motherfucker. Asshole.
Your character is forced to
Thief Palm.
Rejected.
And then the since you're still in the base, the master said, do not do that. He does not like that very much.
Oh yeah, I know a great master. His name was Master Bater.
I see what you did there. I can't. I'm going to do a back.
My master was Mike Hacker.
Are you gonna light your oil lamp on fire and throw it at the door? Okay, let's go.
Right. So he leads you out. You walk out of the base, and you guys walk for a little bit. You know, you're enjoying the scenery a little bit, and halfway through the path, he stops because it's starting to get dark out, and he looks back in the group, and he says, "You may not camp." And then he kind of walks off and, "You may not camp."
You may not camp. Oh, okay.
He probably said, "You will not pass" or something like that. That would have been like, "Fuck you, I'm passing anyway."
Can't tell me what to do.
Okay, primitive man with furry hair. Go collect wood.
Which windows is that?
I'm looking at Adam's character, Elvis.
What kind of wood are you talking about?
Wood that you burn? Not your wood, you idiot.
Okay, I'm looking around, checking out the surroundings. Where exactly are we?
You decide to go on the side of the road, so you're kind of like in a forest right now, but not very far from the road. You can still kind of see the road itself. So you guys are just chilling in a slight opening in the forest next to the road.
All right. Is there a tree nearby?
Yeah, you're in a forest, so you know you can see.
Yeah, I'm gonna go up and sleep in the tree, all ninja like.
All right, I'm gonna talk to the guide and try and ask the guide how loyal he is to the Red Fist.
Meanwhile, I want
firewood. I'm gonna roll. Subterfuge roll, so how well I hide. Okay, 17. So should I? How well do I hide in the tree?
You hide pretty well. Like nobody can really see you except for the guy who was leading the group. He can still see you because his ninja training is about as on par as yours. So
it's over 9,000. Okay, let's go.
Meanwhile, I'm gonna go and chop some wood for the fire and shit. Gonna roll a d20 for that one.
I'm immediately going to sleep for the ancient Chinese secret called railroading.
I thought you were going to talk to the guy.
Ten.
Yeah, I talked to him, but I never heard anything back. So apparently, he's not talking to me.
He's just the silent.
I didn't hear you, so.
Okay, yeah, I'm gonna talk to him. I'm gonna ask how loyal he is to the Red Fist Order.
I am very loyal. My loyalty is beyond the bounds of this mortal carcass. You see.
Okay, so like on a scale of 1 to 10, then it would be like a 7.
He kind of stares at you a bit with a stern look. Kind of turns his head. Kind of size of it.
Man, always stern looks these guys.
Like all these guys know is just a big fucking stare.
Well, that's part of their training. They have to get away from
training is to stare at everyone. Alright, I'm going to sleep.
Does my fur intimidate you?
Choo choo, everyone.
Right, everyone gets a good night's sleep. And your energy is top shape.
I go over to K-Murray once we wake up and I ask him, "So, little man, why are you so little?"
Kaz, I stepped on a rock when I was a child and the universe never forgave me.
Aha! Very unfortunate.
If you're not talking, just mute the mic and keep it muted until you do want to chime in and then unmute it.
Yeah,
good
yeah.
advice.
Are you lying?
Very good.
Anyway, I'm gonna wake up and chop some wood.
If there were people on wood today.
And suddenly the group notices that the one that was pretty much leading the group, hasn't changed his position, and chances are he was probably awake the entire night.
Oh, snap, son. How'd you do that?
Oh.
He is of ninja training.
He's of ninja training. He can stay up all night. I got that ninja training, too. It's called video games.
Yep.
Just
what is this ninja games you speak of?
Not of this world, Holmes.
You speak of the spiritual realm?
Not the N64. That one is pretty shitty.
Screw the spirits. I have beer.
Because trueness is
and then you
let us get on going now. We need to pray to the god of railroading and get to the doctor.
Screw the hills.
Gets off the tree and begins leading the group again towards the cave. After a while of walking, you guys approach this really ominous-looking cave in this mountain.
Look how ominous this cave looks, bros.
Look! It is so ominous! This sign says so!
Ominous-looking cave.
You guys actually see the sign that says ominous cave.
Ominous cave. But only I can read it and the guy because they can't read the.
All right, well, I know this is gonna sound incredibly fucking stupid, but I'm going to take a big deep breath and shout in the fucking cave.
Before you get a chance to, the ninja team guy jumps to you and gives you a nice smack in the face and says, "No."
Okay, I want to use my martial arts to basically do a Vulcan neck pinch. Okay, let me see here. Will you allow me to do that?
On which character are you doing this on?
On, obviously, Elvis, King of Rock and Roll. I'm King of Yelling.
Actually, I'm going to retract what the Ninja Tour guy did, because I want to see you do this.
Okay, I have a, my attack...
Redcon.
Is... Whatever. It's a plus 12.
So oh, fuck.
I rolled
it. Yeah, I fucked.
I'm not killing you, dude. You're just going to sleep.
Yes. Elvis and Berserker just
sleep
a little bit and then
decide. Elvis sleepy.
Down, boy.
Elvis has a left of the beard.
The ninja tour guide looks at this action and nods in agreement.
Oh, and I nod too.
Very good.
Then,
let's go.
He then says, I can know
that. What is that sound? Do you know what that is, little man?
You guys heard a strange sound in the cave. It sounded like this gurgling sound.
We better wait till the wolfman wakes up so he can go in front.
I'm gonna listen harder.
Okay, right. I'm gonna slap the wolfman until he wakes up.
The ninja tour guide then suddenly disappears, and you don't see where he is anymore.
Fuck, he conveniently disappears. Must be NPC magic.
All right, lighting up my torch and leading the pack. I'm walking into the cave very slowly.
At first, it seems like a pretty normal cave. Just really
did
dark.
Did Adam's character, Elvis, did he wake up?
Yeah, he woke up.
Okay. You're saying normal cave, right?
So far, it looks like a normal cave. It's just pretty dark. You can't see anything without the torch.
Okay, I look at the Elvis and says, you great warrior, you can go in front and get glory for yourself.
Oh, hell yeah.
I shove him into the cave. And I look at the necromancer and like, you, let him go. And I like nod like with a little smile.
Go for it, bro.
And suddenly, the necromancer trips over something.
I tripped over something? Well, I'm going to look at what I tripped over using my eyeballs.
It's a body that's been just eaten through with like some sort of acid.
Nothing to see here, guys.
You can tell that the uniform was from the Red Fist Clan.
Alright, I'm going to cast Animate and bring him back to life so we can talk to him. The Advanced Necromancy Animate.
You gotta cast anime. You gotta give him giant blade eyes. And he will move really obnoxiously.
So I'm the neck.
He will contort his body while being wrapped in a wet towel.
And his hair will break the laws of physics.
And dick tentacles will enter his yes, his vagina.
And his head will be reaching into his ass.
Only then.
Okay.
Shut the fuck up, everyone.
Yes.
Necromancer, cast your spell.
Alright, here's... Hold on. 1d20. 6!
Yeah, you have to roll...
Nah, you failed. You failed. The body looks like it started to move a little bit, but then stopped again. Nothing really happened.
I look at the...
Idiot, fucking fight him.
That's magic, man. Try again.
Hey, guys, I kind of zoned out there for a while. What happened?
We're entering a cave. There's a dead body. I'm trying to bring it back to life so we can talk to it and figure out what happened.
By the way, K-Mar is the most lethargic paladin I've ever seen. He's like, there's necromancy happening right in front of him. He's like, what? I'm not even here.
Notice that there's another body right next to it. So you can try it on the other body.
Okay, trying it on the other body. Here it comes.
And when he's done, I'm going to give it flowers.
Oh, damn, you revived the fuck out of that corpse.
I hope it wasn't an old...
like, still alive. He gets up, and he's like, I feel so much better. What happened?
Easy, settle down with your moon language.
Wait a minute, what the hell?
What happened here, buddy?
Fucking moon speak!
It's horrible.
Are you late for the lemon party?
There was this giant demon. It was on a chariot. But it looked like a giant cock.
Nice.
And it spewed its white acid on us. And it burned us alive.
I knew he should have brought an umbrella.
Other than that, it's deep in the cave. There are still other monsters throughout the cave.
Ah, I see. The cock is deep in the cave.
Deep, I see what you did there. Okay. Just relax, be calm. We're trained warriors, and I pull aside the group, and I'm like, let's convince this guy to go with us. We could use some extra fodder.
Very good.
Okay.
He will be good meat shield, yeah.
Yeah, you guys good, right?
You don't really have to do any convincing because since he's part of the clan. He's very devoted to completing the mission. So he's already committed to joining you guys.
Hi, let's go.
Alright, and I'm going to lead the pack since I'm, like, the biggest guy there. I'm just going to, like, walk through like I own the place.
I'm gonna be in the tail end, and I'm going to check for anything attacking from the back side.
I'm going to cast Detect
Magic. I'm going to from the back side.
Yeah, while you're protecting my backside,
don't protect it too closely.
I'm gonna cast. I'm gonna need your help on this, Stravka. Casting Detect Magic is a level 0 spell.
Usually, that's
always
okay. Zero means you can cast as many as you want. There's no you still got a roll, but there's no you don't waste any mana.
What's the roll? What is the roll for a level 0 spell?
Let's say, as long as it's not critical, it works, okay?
Good with that deal?
Yeah, is that okay, Shintai?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, this is a new house rule.
I got a 6. Is anything magical around at all?
No, you don't really see anything magical.
Okay, sweet.
Even if you had a high score, you wouldn't have tell if anything was really magical going around.
Alright, awesome. So, no magic here, broskies.
You guys keep progressing in the cave, and then all of a sudden, you see some orcs.
You can tell by the way I use my walk, I'm a woman's man.
Neither of you have a preemptive strike on each other, it's pretty much...
Wait, I'm a fucking master ninja here, okay? Let me roll for that. I've got subterfuge plus 11. Let me try to get behind him or something and kill them. Okay.
All right, and I've got my axe planted. All right.
Since it wasn't a perfect 20, I will grant you that you went behind one of the three orcs and you killed him. But the other two orcs immediately, you know, were alerted to your presence and you got the going back with
I've got an idea. Since I'm a berserker and I've got one hell of a howl, I'm going to try to intimidate them.
Berserker.
I'm going to try to use my big freaking mouth to make them go the fuck away.
Would you like some making fuck berserkers?
Hey, CF, bro slaps. Any balls down there?
The
biggest one you ever seen, Tinkle Bear.
Adam, you can't go ahead of everyone. I need to make the combat order.
Word.
Alright.
Word.
Word.
Alright. Let me create the combat order real quick.
Do you have the random.org site, Shintai?
Yes. Yes.
Got it.
Okay, nice, very good. That's the only one we use because every other site for initiative is doo-doo.
Yeah, plus doing it yourself's a real bitch.
There is one way to, if in the version 3 starter set, you would just do it once, and that was the combat order every time until the combat was over.
You see, that is good, but on the other hand, it makes it so that, you know, it can work, but...
If you're at the bottom of the list, then you have a shitty time.
Yeah. Like, if you roll it every time, it's more work.
All right, that's the combat order.
All right.
Let's see what we got here.
Time to attempt my intimidation roll. All
right, go all for right. it.
Let's do this. Come on, big money, no way, go!
Sounds like a disgusting
fuck yeah, motherfucker! 19!
Your yell was pretty intimidating.
Combat!
One of the orcs just shat himself right there. You could literally smell the orc shit. And
stinky poo-poo! Come at me, bro. I'm right here.
He ran away. The other orc was like, you wuss. He's, even though he's up against all you guys, he's pretty confident, and he still sticks around the fight.
Okay.
One wuss.
So, orc one is out now? Orc two?
Wait, hold on. I'll be right back. I'm sorry. Everyone take five.
We're taking five now.
We are.
I'm not in.
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, all this is more at thegamingbeast.com.
Yep.
I'm not in.
Do something like that.
Catch next week's show at lemonparty.org.
Yep.
We're in a cave. We're fighting orcs. That's what's happening.
Yeah, I still got to upload the other ones, too.
I'm not in the list here. Am I not fighting with you?
Yes, you are. He just forgot to put you on the list.
Usually what I do, if I forget, then I just tack the person off the end. I'll mention
you are on the end.
Back.
You are on
yeah,
the end.
And I essentially just made an orc hit himself.
Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't hit anybody. That'd been fun. Awesome.
By the way, Sandu, your character, I believe, has some throwing axes.
I know.
So you have some arranged attacks, too.
Oh, snap. Way to be on it.
Well, you have one throwing axe, so you can...
Yeah. Good old Kitty wants to chime in, since the recording is kind of taking five and shit.
Well, the tape's still rolling, but it'll be edited out, I think.
Yep.
Yeah.
Editing here. Chop.
Chop with my reaver of audio editing.
Hello.
Don't worry.
Sandy sounds like he wants to go to bed.
Oh, me? Don't listen to me. I'm just a snee.
Yeah.
How was your sign twirling going today?
You went to see someone spin a sign?
Yeah, where's your snappy remarks, Sandu? We're missing those. We're missing the microwave Jigglypuff.
No, I don't make snappy remarks that not a DND. It annoys too many people.
Yeah, Yeah, we're missing your snappy remarks too, Heather. You're a master.
Oh, Sandu, the last
thing.
Moment I can remember of your character was awesome. The previous one when you tried to swallow some loincloth.
Yeah, I still remember that one. I still remember that one. I loved that moment. He tried to like eat a bunch of orc's loincloth so he could make a big breath to scare the monsters away, but he ended up just puking all up in the floor.
Mm-hmm. I regret nothing.
I don't think it would annoy us, just like, you know, it would be
I
cool.
I think it would.
You think it
probably
would?
Probably my one favorite moment was, like, in Space Digs when I tried to do, like, when I tried to do that Assassin's Creed-style leap of faith, and then when I failed Retro, like, just wanted to fuck with me, so I just took my M4, shoved it up his ass, and unloaded a clip right there.
That was pretty funny. And then he woke up in the hospital with the lower half of his body built cybernetics.
Yeah.
Let's see. Okay. Just a heads up, guys. In October 17th, that's about a month and a half away. October 17th, Monday night, Quake 1 evening.
Nice. I'll be there.
The Steam version is not required, so dust off your CD versions or get your torrent going. It's a very, very easy game to torrent.
I think I will do that.
And we will play some Quake 1.
I thought Quake Live, though. Have you heard of that one, Quake Live?
I have, but I prefer Quake 3 Arena, the CD version, or the Steam version.
Just are we gonna play
like
Quake
build versus a browser engine?
Are we gonna play Quake 3?
It's the original Quake. We're gonna play Quake 1.
Okay. Just because you said you prefer Quake 3.
Yeah, he said Quake Live. I prefer Quake 3 over Quake Live.
Oh yeah.
Because on my older computer, Quake Live wouldn't work. Although I'm sure it would work now.
Yeah. I want to play Quake 2 again. That one is pretty cool. I always love the railgun.
I got that shit. It's just like the first one, where the expansion packs are due to you. But the first game is really good.
Yeah, the expansion packs are...
Oh, you mean like, wow? Bing!
not really like, wow. There was just new maps and new weapons. And it's the shooters. So.
He was taking a shot at the expansion pack.
It's not going to be in the recording, kitty.
Yeah, but we can still hear your typing clear as day, though.
Don't worry. I've been recording long before the official one started.
Sandu has the inside scoop and the making of.
Sandu's going to have the stalker tapes.
Don't worry, I'm not going to upload this anywhere.
Or are you?
Dun dun dun.
Dramatic Beaver.
Dun dun dun.
It's so teenaging.
Oh man, I think these earphones are finally about to give up the ghost.
You know what's funny? This week I actually got a headset that wasn't utter shit.
Oh really?
Yeah, it's actually very, very clear. And the microphone, as you guys might notice, also sounds very good.
So how do you... Yeah, you're right. It does sound a lot better. So how do you deal with a microphone that's utter shit? Do you just rub the poo-poo all over your head and mouth?
No.
Plug it in your computer?
Plug it in.
Oh,
like a good boy. Like a good boy.
Like, hopefully in the computer. Not in other orifices.
I've had this computer for like maybe like 5 months. This is like real recent shit. It's not Windows 7, but it's probably one of the best XP computers I've had recently.
Your pick is a giant gray question mark, but it is an awesome giant gray question mark. So props.
Reminds me of cheese.
Bro slaps.
Does it remind you of penguins with cheese?
Reminds me of cheese.
When have I ever said penguin?
You say penguin all the freaking time.
No, not penguin.
You ever play the first the pinball game for the NES? There's three penguins in that.
Actually,
I don't need to ask, dude.
Your cleric.
I work in one.
I had to decide what kind of god he would worship, so I made up the cheese penguin god.
Alright, sorry about that. I'm back.
Where you have to always do a random action.
Welcome
That's the
back.
God's point.
Alright. We are now returning from the editing. So. Sending.
Alright, so.
No.
Now there's only one orc left. Now, since the other orc decided to run away after profusely shitting his little orc ass off.
Can you detail the shitting in the finer detail?
Could we see corn in the shit?
Like, was it hard, or was it a little bit soft, or, you know?
Well, like considering he was wearing this kind of, like, primitive orc pants kind of thing, you really couldn't see the shit itself.
Amazing,
really,
an orc wearing a pants.
Here's a picture of what the orcs
they
might
wear
look
a
like.
Loincloth. That means they're already civilized.
Good picture of what the orcs may look like.
Well, you could tell that he kind of
party or something.
Basically, what you're saying is all that we could tell was like we could see just little shit seeping out of his pants.
Okay.
Yeah,
I was kidding. We get it. The shit came out. Let's continue.
This owl
is awesome.
I need to create a new combat order since the second orc ran away.
If you make the new combat order, add in Kamari, Sendu's character.
Yeah, thanks for that.
Kamari, like Kimari from Final Fantasy X?
No. K... and Mari.
From Kmart.
No, it's from something you most definitely never heard of.
What?
I'll never tell you.
It involves tentacles.
Right.
Is it a
no,
porn?
No, it's not. No, it's not porn.
Well, why would you talk about it?
It's one of my own novels, if you must know.
Oh, sweet.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Okay, I'm sorry if I got the name of your character wrong, but...
You didn't name it wrong, you just didn't include me.
Yeah, you put...
Well, I mean, this... I
you
mean,
actually
this,
got it spot on, believe it or not.
You're very silent, so...
It's okay. Here's a sandwich.
There you go.
He's got a sandwich.
Alex.
Hi.
The first one.
The first one on the new list? I didn't go in the last list.
Well, because one of the orcs ran away, I made a new list.
Oh, I see. I see what you're saying.
Not just that, but I didn't add Kamari last time, so I added him this time.
Guys, sorry, I had something to do over there.
It's okay.
So,
we're back.
Okay, little paladin man.
All right, so I'm...
You're fighting one of the orcs.
So Paladin Man, what god do you follow?
The god default one. The god of farts. Let me just refer to my spell list real quick.
Sir, he means hug.
Yeah, I'm going to use Flame Sphere. Creates a rolling ball of fire. It's a level 2 arcane spell.
There you go. You know the cost of the level.
Yeah, so 2 points. And I have to roll an 8. That's 2d6 damage if it works.
Yeah.
Lasts one round per level, so it'll last 8 rounds. So essentially there's going to be a wall of fire where this thing rolls. Okay, here's my roll. Fucking 4.
Well, at least
it barely gets
itself. The end of my finger feels a little warm.
You think to yourself that if you do it like this, it might be effective when you're jerking off, but not for good and bad. Next one on the combat list is. Dude, Kamari.
Don't move, honey man.
Oh, man. I don't think I can do anything. There's just too many.
Pray to your god. Default.
Why did I get next to him?
What is your action, Kamari?
There's one left, right?
There's only one work. He's pretty confident in himself, though, but he's the only one there. He's kind of mocking.
Don't move, buddy, man.
All right.
Kind of licking his sword. He's like...
I will now throw my throwing axe at his tongue while he's licking.
Alright, 1d20.
Nice. That's dirty.
He actually...
Now look who's talking.
Wait. Shintai, I don't want to interest Ween, but he will get... Well, we can add it still, whatever. He gets a plus...
Three!
Plus one.
Oh, great. If I roll a one, I'm gonna blame you.
Yeah, I didn't level up Kamari because I didn't know if he would play. I should have.
Yeah, I didn't know either.
Oh, crud. I just rolled twice.
It's okay, we'll just count the first one.
Go with the first one.
No, I didn't see anything pop up.
I don't see anything either. Rejoin.
I don't see anything!
Okay, I'm just gonna rejoin because I'm like that.
Rejoin the re. Rabba dabba dabba dabba.
Darn, and I got good rolls on. Thanks.
I've got good rolls, son.
So you get a 9, so 8 plus 1, 9.
Really?
Yeah, you have a plus 1.
I missed, didn't I?
You completely missed. Well, yeah, okay, to be fair, you didn't completely miss. You grazed his shoulder slightly, but he just looked at his shoulder a little bit, kind of scoffed a little bit, and went, you missed.
Piss off.
And you know I shouldn't have threw with my right hand.
You're a lefty?
We've been over this.
I don't even know you. What the fuck are you talking about?
Okay. Oh, sorry. I thought you were my pet penguin.
Nice.
Dum-dum-tsh. Nice.
I did that there. I said it for your sake. Are you happy now?
Thank you.
Are you happy now?
The penguin cheese ganda is pleased.
Penguin cheese ganda. The god default is pleased.
For some reason, the dice isn't working for me. Hold on.
Yeah, if you don't do anything for long enough, then it stops responding.
Yep.
Oh, that's what happened.
Six right there.
I will attempt when I DM again to use the Inferno again. But
yeah, when I'm typing idle, that's why I'm doing that. So I don't get booted.
Are you saying that for the sake of it?
Are you saying that just for the sake of it?
Yeah, now I get an okay roll, I guess. Anyway, let's go.
There's one orc left.
Yeah, remember?
It's the orc's turn.
Oh, crud.
And the orc decides to attack... Elvis.
Don't let me grow!
I shall shave your fur!
Weak!
Alright, he rolls a 17. That's pretty bad. Easy. Let's see.
It's like you're gonna get pwned by an orc, broski.
Wait a minute, my AC is exactly 17, though.
Oh.
Technically.
What happens if it's exactly at that number? Does it work, or does it...
Then it works.
Oh, so right, I'm right, still Sean? Screwed. Fuck!
Okay.
Oh, what a waste. I was gonna eat you.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
So, Elvis's character, Luke, got hit for 4 damage.
Weak.
He says right, that with a bloody arm.
All right, next on the combat order is Lo Wang.
Lo Wang. Man hide will never tarnish.
Okay, I'm going to do a... I have the special ability to do a combination where I can combine up to 4 attacks, but with every attack I add to my combination, it takes away 1 from my attack bonus. So I'm going to add together 4 attacks. I'm going to attack bonus from 11, so that makes 1, and then I have only a plus 7. And I will do a... kick, and then I will slice with my sword, then a punch, and then a jump kick to finish it off.
That sounded epic and yet at the same time dull.
Yeah, good.
Okay.
Sounded epic and also sounded dull.
Was that enough?
I hope it was enough. Oh boy, I hope it was enough.
Yeah. No, it wasn't enough. You do all your fancy moves, but
and I'm just doing
completely.
What the fuck are you doing?
I am practicing my
stance with him.
The orc is just kind of looking at you, turning his head to the side, and he's like, "You strange human."
He busts Groove all over the place. Like, yeah, I'll check this out, orc. Bam.
I busted the Groove. I'm a big dancing star.
All right, well, that's one on
kid moves.
That's one of the combat order. It's Elvis. The Berserker.
All right.
Well,
I'm just going to be straight out with it, and I'm going to just slam my sword right down on the fucker that just cut my arm. Oh. Piss off, ass wipe!
You heard him, he wants to cut his own arm.
No, I want to cut the orc's arm.
You hit him. Go ahead and give me the damage.
Yeah, Elvis over here swinging his sword around. Brace yourself.
Giant sword. Let me roll my damage.
Giant wood sword.
Yeah, are you compensating a bit?
Compensation is for those who do not possess the dong.
Oh, wait, I lost my race and Asian accent. Ah, dog,
oh, my shading.
Sometimes accent leaves me.
Ass. 7 damage.
You hit him pretty decently, but the orc just kind of like steps back a bit and is like, the flesh wound, human.
Yeah, bitch. What? I think I feel a bit drunk.
Elvis turned all gangster all of a sudden.
I get pissed. I just go
Are you from the east or from the west side of the white suburbia?
West side, motherfucker.
Okay, extra white.
Okay, that's the next combat order.
Oh, hell
that
yeah.
That orc is screwed.
Yeah. Gonna get
unless you all fail miserably, which is very possible with this group.
It is. Because we have...
Put him to sleep. Put him to sleep. Tie his legs through that torture.
I did a whole kung fu combination that just missed completely.
Yeah, you're just busting a groove. 15, motherfucking 15.
I don't suggest doing that in a club, though.
All right, give me damage roll.
Plus 2. Number 7.
4.
It did some decent damage. Not as much as the last hit, obviously. But he's still standing. The orc is still, like... He's pretty badly beaten, but he still has a lot of spirit. So he's still like, ah! I still
what you got, bitch?
X-Men.
Come on, come at me. Come on. I'm right here. I'm right here.
Annoying.
Get over here.
Elvis, shut up before I attack you.
Oh.
Maybe I will attack too. Maybe we are fighting the wrong enemy. This orc doesn't look so bad.
Oh, fuck.
I shall eat all of you.
You like fortune cookies.
By the way, Sendu, you know, you can do whatever you want, so.
Reiki.
Actually going to attack him.
Reiki.
Where should I go now?
Okay,
Bill or something.
Kamari's next on the combat order.
Hi. Okay. I'm just gonna attack him with the bastard sword.
I'm gonna attack the bastard with the bastard sword.
Back in the ogre, by the way. I don't know why everyone thinks I want to attack him now.
Because...
Orc, ogre.
Because he's a
whore. Ogre is like an orc, just bigger and filthier.
So I roll?
Much more likely to be a hoe.
Do I, Mr. Ty?
No.
I don't see the next roll yet.
You have to log in again.
I didn't roll.
Oh, I didn't roll now.
Oh, yeah, roll. It's your turn.
Fucking roll, man.
Did it work? No, it didn't work.
You have a modifier? No, you're a character.
He does have a modifier. Actually, his attack is... he doesn't have her. Sorry. You're right. Hey, shut up.
So, you were pretty close, but you still missed, and the orc kind of snorts at you. Eat human!
Darn it.
Right, next
I've never woken up this morning.
Next is Alex Necro.
Is he still there?
That orc is still struggling to survive, but he's still there.
I cast Magic Vessel, which should be like a level 1 spell.
If you miss, it will go into the darkness.
there's no way a level 8 necromancer should miss the Magic Vessel. This should be like...
Don't jinx it. Do not jinx it.
Alright. Here we go.
Now, okay, Alex.
15.
Okay, I mean, CF. You gotta edit here.
Oh, don't worry.
I have...
What's this character's name?
How about... No, whatever.
1d4 plus 1. See that? You know why that doesn't suck? Because I actually made something happen. There's your damage.
Nice.
Ooh. And that actually kills off the orc. The orc is... He was talking really tough, but he was actually almost dead. So the orc goes down with that last blow, and he gives a gurgled death scream.
What's he gurgling on?
And then I squat down on it and use his body for toilet paper because his ass is now my grass.
Oh, that was funny.
Yeah, way to go, man. You're just horrible. Could have at least waited for us to leave.
I agree, little paladin man.
Right,
okay, so...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you are the DM. I should shut up.
Well, it sounds like you were going to ask a question.
Nothing, no, just go.
Okay. So, all of you... Satisfied with the victory, you search the corpses, and you find something kind of interesting. You see that there's
Can I not search the corpses after Adam was, like, wiping his ass in it? Anyway, continue. I'm just kidding.
I'm basically just adding insult to injury right now.
One of them, for some reason, had some gold, so... Each of you get 5 gold pieces. So you're all like,
nice.
Oh.
Bling!
Yeah. But you also noticed that one of them was holding the tattered piece of cloth that had the symbol of the Red Fist Clan on it.
I found some dudes who did the thingy with the stuff.
Definitely. You keep it. And I look at the werewolf dude. It's like, oh shit.
This sounds shady. We must find person thing.
Why are you going to speak?
Alright, everyone shut the fuck up. So you all keep walking through the cave, and nothing's really eventful is happening. Just you're just kind of exploring the cave. And you're now at an impasse. You have a door to the left. For some reason, it's just kind of weird. It's like this wooden door. It looks like it was just kind of put there in the cave. And you can keep going forward. Now I'll leave it up to you guys.
I'm going to charge the door and try to break it down.
I'm going to step on the side, and I'm actually going to go way back. So
yeah, I'm going to kind of make some distance between me and Adam. That's the mess. Door.
Yeah.
Okay, give me a 1d20, Adam.
Let's hope this is good. Because I want to break shit like a boss. Hold on a sec. Gotta do the dice room thing again, because I
remember. Yeah, I feel you.
Hold on.
I go first.
I guess it should be a strength roll, so you got a plus one on strength. So just roll plus one. D20 plus one.
Right, give me a
second. I hope you don't mind, Adam, if I'm just saying these things.
It helps.
I mean, yeah. I hope it doesn't mind Shindai, because he doesn't mind.
No, it's cool.
Yeah.
Of course it's cool.
You can focus on the story and on the fighting and whatever. I'm just doing little details.
Yeah, just sprinkling little DM knowledge.
Here's an actual photo of Lo Wang, his face in the middle of all this, which I've provided by the means of reaching into the nether world of fantasy.
Into the magical kingdom.
Wait, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Basketball player, I believe.
Okay. Fucking room load. Alright, 1d20 plus 1. I hope this is good. 13. Damn.
You gotta get a 21.
My turn now.
Fuck!
Okay, my turn now.
Yeah. You smashed into the door a bit, but for some reason you weren't able to break it.
My turn now.
I feel like as if you will put a little bit more strength into it, you could have gotten it, but unfortunately, you didn't.
Shit is tough.
Little tip.
All right, everyone, give me a 1d20 right now.
Why?
He can tell
you. I put it in the wrong place. My bad.
I am the disembodied god of this world. You listen to me.
Alright. 1d20. I got a 4. That shit rocks.
I got a 6.
Lo Wang looks at the door and says that, wait a minute, this door isn't even locked.
Wait a minute! Door is not even locked.
What? You mean to tell me that I just slammed my ass into a door for absolutely no fucking point whatsoever?
Okay, Shintai, I've rolled the roll for my subterfuge skill to see if there's any traps on the door.
Fuck.
And if there were any traps, you found them, but there weren't any, and you're cool.
Here's a picture of Elvis's face in the middle of all this.
I'm sorry, but Lil Wang was the best.
It's hard to beat Yao Ming.
You know what I want to put? I want to put like a picture of the advice dog instead.
I like the one with the dog with the glasses.
See you later.
Yeah.
Let's go. See you later.
See ya.
Oh, thank goodness. Now we can finally wear a mustache.
Yes, out comes the mustache.
Fresh balls, and we can, like... Well, we have been talking shit, so whatever. Fuck-ass boob-ass.
I mean, I suppose you could scratch your balls and not say anything about it.
Okay, okay, whatever. Let's go forward.
Everyone, just, yeah. You guys
I open the door and I kick in, Alvis. Go, doggy.
Fuck you! I just flip him off while he pushes me in.
Wait, drop you. Give me a 1d20.
Okay. Here you go.
Nah.
You were able to pull off that kick to Alvis without his.
I'm not kicking him like I'm not. I don't want to hurt him. I just want to push him in.
No. I realize that, but you were able to do it so well that he didn't even realize that it was you. He just felt a force pushed on him. He was just like. Really confused as to what
you found. You found the force from behind.
Nice. Fuck you! Whoever did that.
I think Low Hang is playing on the other team for a while. He has discovered some ancient Chinese secret. In a dark.
I find secret in cave!
A moist cave.
Low Hang feels. The teachings of Long Dong within his blood, and feels very satisfied with himself.
Okay, let's go. Let's go, Ghostbusters. Come on.
You continue walking through the cave.
Orc Buster!
Walk through that cave.
Right. And then you come through another impasse. You can keep going forward, or you can go to the left. There's no door this time.
Okay. So there's a path, so it goes left and right, or just goes straight on forward?
It keeps going straight forward, or it goes to the left?
Okay, I say, let's go to the left. Come on, doggy, go forward.
Fuck you! I just look at him and just flip him a big freaking bird. Just fuck you.
Does he have to roll to see if he can pull off the bird? Does he?
Nah, I don't. Well, it's up to Shintai. He's the DM.
Nah, that's cool. You can just flip the bird.
Fuck you.
Alright, you guys notice that you're now in some strange room in the cave now. You can tell that it's different from the rest of the cave. The rest of the cave looks pretty normal up until now. But this part of the cave, while it still does look like part of the cave, it looks different. As if there's some. Like, as if there's something otherworldly.
Like, somebody has been otherworldly? Okay. So do we see some kind of weird vines and stuff?
Right now, you can't really see much. You can just... Because even though you have a torch, you can't see the whole room yet. Because it's pretty big.
Okay, I take my oil lamp out, and in an effort to make some more light, I use one of the oil flasks and turn on the oil with my flint and iron.
Okay.
Why don't we get the feeling that one of us is going to be more in this room by the end of this is over?
Wait, we talk a lot about rape. May you want to. Anyway, so I use the oil lamp and I check if we can see more, if we can see the walls now.
You see more of the room now, and you've also noticed that the room is full of dead bodies.
I'm going to start
with the bodies.
It smells like ass in here.
And the bodies have been killed in almost the exact same way for each of them. They've all had acid through their bodies.
Okay, is there anything useful on their bodies? Can I see anything that is, could be a treasure or anything? Or any kind of... Should I roll? Perception check?
Yeah, give me a roll.
Okay. Can I add something or just normal roll?
Normal rolls.
Okay, normal roll, yeah.
Since there are a lot of bodies, you did notice that at least one of them had something in particular. You go to inspect it.
And then the other ones have nothing useful anymore? They're just like burnt charred.
Since they're all in this room and they've all been eaten away with the acid, that means that they've taken the brunt force. So a lot of what they had that was worth anything was eaten away.
Okay, fair enough. So what does this one corpse have?
He is holding something in his hand, and it looks like this piece of gold.
It's a giant golden dildo. I'm kidding.
Finally, the treasure!
No,
it seems pretty valuable, so
what is it shaped like?
The scepter of homos.
It's shaped like a... It's shaped like, kind of like a horn. Made out of
dibs.
I told you it's a dildo. Okay, I'm gonna pack it away. Golden horn.
Dibs.
Then you hear a noise. You start to hear a noise.
Okay. Which direction is it coming from?
God damn it, I knew we weren't alone in this room.
Since the oil lamp that you used didn't illuminate the entire cave, you just saw a little more of it. It's deeper in the cave where you can't see.
Okay, but like, is it like in front of me, behind me?
Yeah, it's in front of me.
Okay, in front of me. So I'm guessing north.
Yeah.
I'm gonna turn off the lamp. I'm gonna go behind Nex, and I'm gonna pull out my blowpipe, and I'm gonna ready one little. I just have my blowpipe in my hand, and my hand on my pouch belt, where all my needles are.
Your hand firmly in your pouch. Handling your stones.
I'm handling the stones, baby.
By the way, here's an image of Nex in the middle of all this.
What?
You love your fucking 4chan, don't you?
Who doesn't like 4chan?
I don't browse it. I don't...
You're such a liar. You are such a liar.
I'm telling the truth. I don't browse
lying
it.
Lying in the front seat, lying.
Yep. Okay, so, Shintai, what happens next?
Are you going to use this to blow something at the...
Well, I'm going to use it to blow. I'm going to go there and give it a good blow job, so maybe a little less demons come. I'm just waiting for what happens.
You hear more noises, but you don't actually see anything emanating from the darkness yet. You just hear these noises.
Okay, I put away my blowpipe, and I get one of my shurikens out, and I just throw it into the... I throw my shuriken into the darkness.
I'm gonna cast a trap around myself.
I look at Nex and says, "You wanna cast magic missile into the darkness?"
I'm casting mage armor on myself first.
Alright, are you gonna throw the shuriken?
Yeah, give me
Alright, give me a d20.
Yeah, I've got a throw of plus 11. Okay. There's online dice.
So with mage armor active, anything, my AC will be 17.
So I'm throwing it as closest to the where I heard the sound.
And you successfully hit it. All right, give me damage.
Okay. I think it's 1d4. Okay.
You successfully hit it, and the creature has now decided to come from the darkness. And then you see this disgusting creature, And I'm going to send a link into the chat to note so you guys will know what your face is.
It's a picture of Retro Kaiser. Nah, Kaiser, if you're listening to that, I'm just kidding.
Damn, Nature, you ugly!
It's a picture from Adam.
No, that's awesome. I love it.
It's a picture of 4chan, from 4chan. There you go, that's it.
You're all fighting a giant penis chariot. And then Low Wang suddenly shivers in fright because he realized that the golden piece that he's holding in his hand, that the ninja had, was from the chariot itself that the penis monster is now on top of.
I'm not touching that.
This dog is mine.
This is the second session where
the group fights a penis shaped monster.
Wait, drop. Lo Wang, give me a 1d20 again.
Okay.
I just rolled a freaking crit randomly.
Too bad.
Guys.
Damn, I didn't use it on anything.
Okay. If you would have rolled that higher, I would have said that you kind of shrug off that it came from the monster and kept it so that you would have. Still would have sold it for profit, but you were too. Mm-hmm. But since you rolled too low, you were too grossed out, and you just dropped the gold.
Okay, well, I'll get it later when I'm not grossed out anymore.
Right.
All right, hold on a second. I'm gonna create the new combat order.
I'll just melt it down and make a real dildo out of it. Add some more gold to it, so it's nice and big. Maybe it will be featured in a Landstrom production.
Definitely.
Two words. Cast straight in time.
Why would you say that? Possible reason
this is a giant cock. All we can do is castrate it.
No, you could have. Taking it to a movie.
Alright, there's a new combat order.
That must be awkward at a concession stand, going in with a cock chariot. And what can
it's
I get
awkward
you for
if
your
you make it.
Your whatever you have on ass is mine.
It's cocked.
Adam, it's your turn.
Yeah, I'm rolling.
You're rolling, 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 rolling. What? Rolling, rolling, rolling.
Come on, damn it. I'm doing this as quick as I can. Come on, big money, big knife. Fuck! Damn it! Piss!
Six.
Wait. You got some pluses there. You got a plus. You got a plus six on your melee attack.
Oh.
So that's six. Shit. Yeah, it's actually a 12. Next time, Adam, just roll 1d20 plus 6.
Well, that would have been nice to know about 5 seconds ago.
Well, it still counts. You're level 5 character, so...
Alright,
okay.
Fine.
Okay.
You still miss anyways.
Okay.
You get pretty close. You get pretty close, and... You're about to hit it, but you're really freaked out at the fact that you're fighting a giant penis and started creeping back away.
This thing, it's so wet and sticky.
How do you know? You touched it?
No, and I don't think I want to. I just want to kill it.
Okay, it's my turn. Okay. I'm gonna take out my blowpipe. And take out one of the poison darts, and I will try to hit it with the blowpipe. Okay, I've got a plus 11 in ranged.
Are you going to aim for a specific spot?
I'm going to aim for the head.
Go for it.
Okay, I rolled.
You're going to aim for the head of that head.
All right. Awesome, hit him. Give me a damage roll.
Okay, Let me see here. Punch King.
Punchbox.
So it's a 1d3, and then it there's a poison, and I will tell you what it is. 1d3 as a basic damage, so it doesn't do a whole lot of damage. But the poison that it does is 1d6 poison per round until death or until the monster saves. So it does that damage and then one poison damage. And then every round it does 1d6 poison damage. So it does, now it has 6 damage.
Okay. It cries out in pain.
Can this damn thing cry out in pain?
It has a mouth.
Well, did you look at the picture?
Oh, yeah, I can understand that, but it doesn't seem to have a throat, though.
It's fucking thieving magic. Don't worry about it, dude.
It's a fucking fantasy game. Most monsters look like are phallic shaped, so let's go on.
Alright, next is the Necromancer.
Damn, next thing you know, we're going to be fighting Cthulhu.
Let me refer.
What is this
if that were the case, nobody would win.
Okay, here's a combat round against Cthulhu. You're dead. Hell, better yet, your souls are trapped in another dimension forever and you go insane. There you go.
Necromancer.
Technically, that isn't even how it works.
I'm going to use Trap the Soul to imprison the dawn inside of a rock.
No, better yet.
It's my turn. Okay. The description for the spell is imprison subject within gem. So I'm going to try and use it on just a rock in the area.
Oh, shit.
Right,
so I'm going to trap the giant dong into a rock.
Into a dildo.
It has a level 8.
It probably won't feel any difference if you do that.
I think, like, in Morrowind, and you can do that to trap souls and use them for artifacts. It would be funny to make an artifact with that. Anyway, just go on. Right, roll.
So, yeah, let me reload the dice room. I have it here open. There we go. 1d20. Ten.
Yes.
You tried to get the spell going, and unfortunately it didn't work. It looked like you were getting something going on. It looked like the penis chariot was wriggling a little bit, but it kind of just shook it off. It was like, nothing really happened.
Sucks. Oh well.
No, it gets sucked.
It gets sucked.
Fleming had a bunch of gems. That might have made it work.
Yeah. Oh well.
You have to meet with them.
Talents of Lang.
Okay, next person.
Kamari goes next.
The thing is still standing, isn't it?
I don't know if it's standing or just...
Or if it's just looming over us.
If it's standing, then it probably likes us.
What do you guys think I should do?
It's really sad that Kaiser is not here. He would come up with a bunch of good jokes.
Use your warrior abilities to fight.
I wanted to give him a book.
Better warrior in this. He'd be loving this.
I wanted to give him a book of nymphology the next time, but it's like in that book, there's some spells that are adult themed. Anyway, Sandu, go ahead.
Oh, man.
They basically wanted to make a pornomancer.
Yeah.
Oh, man. What do you all think I should do?
Attack them, thing.
Do as you wish.
You think it's that evil? And heck with it. I'm throwing the throwing axe. I don't want
to
get near
it. Any talk that is that big and not attached to me is evil.
There you go. There you go.
Throwing the throwing axe.
Throwing the axe.
You don't have the throwing axe. You didn't say you picked it up.
Oh, you monster.
Fuck.
Okay, I'm going to run back and pick it up.
Unless Unless Shintai says otherwise.
No, you don't have it, bro.
Well, I'm going to go back. I need a thing.
Okay, then. I will give you one turn. Actually, I'll give you two turns to get it. This turn, and then the next turn you won't be there, but the turn after you will.
I don't want to be more of an ass, but you probably will need to use one of your light sources because you cannot see now. Unless it's otherwise.
The necromancer sees this and notices
that... You've got 10 torches. Kmar, you have 10 torches. Yeah, you do.
I'll use one, whatever.
Yeah.
All right, then. Go ahead, then.
Okay, let's do that.
All right, now Kmari is out of the combat order.
Yeah, next one.
Penis Chariot shall now attack. He has chosen Lo Wang as his first meal.
No!
The battle of dogs now ensues.
I think I will have to do seppuku after this.
Oh. All right, look.
Does this intimidate you?
The penis chariot aims its head at you and spews out white acid. But fortunately, it misses. Lo Wang swiftly dodges the acidic substance.
Oh.
And it does just that. Let me get the new combat order.
Not very impressive. I have more juice in me than you.
Alright. That's a new combat order. First one to go is Lo Wang.
Nice. Okay. I guess it had to come to this close on. But I'm going to make it one chop. I'm going to use my sword, and I'm going to attempt to chop off the head. I've got 1d20 plus 12.
Since it's a pretty thick head, it's going to take a pretty high roll to get the sword to cut through entirely. So
what's the minuses? It's up to you. However you want to do it, I don't care. I'm just gonna roll.
There's no minuses. There's no minuses. Yeah, you just need to
tell me if I make it or not.
Yeah, I'll let you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You didn't cut the head off, but you did do some damage.
Okay, nice. So I roll normal. Right,
give me a sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Give me a damage roll.
Okay. I have to burn this sword after it, so it can be cleansed. There we go.
My favorite part.
All right, wow.
2d6 plus 8. It's plus 8 because that's my double my strength modifier.
For some reason, I don't.
Because
see it.
I'm using it. I'm using it two-handed. I'm rolling it now.
Okay.
Yeah, I do 14 damage.
Yeah, you do a nice amount of damage to the enemy, and it's not dead yet. It's still there, but you can tell that you gave him a really nice hit. And while you weren't able to cut his head off, you feel satisfied with yourself that you were able to do as much damage as you did. Alright, next one up is...
I'm not too satisfied because now I'll have to really clean this sword off.
Alright, Venus Chariot is now going to return fire. And it's going to shoot its acid at the Necromancer.
Yo.
Alright, luckily it did a pretty... It's after the blow, I'm going to go ahead and say it's feeling a little woozy, so its aim is pretty off. So it didn't
After the blowjob, its aim is off.
It tried to shoot at the necromancer, but ends up, you know, shooting in a completely wrong direction.
Failed Bukkake. Let's go.
Alright. Do this.
Next is the necromancer.
Castration, bitch! Booyah!
I said the necromancer. Calm down.
Alright. Shit, sorry.
Calm down. Three of waiting for his turn.
I was getting tired of waiting.
Right. So.
Hey, you went first a few times, so calm down.
We refer once again to the spell list, which I have seen. What is it now?
Family slammy doo.
I had it here for a second. Chain lightning, which is one die six per level. If it hits, one secondary bolt / level, each does half damage. Is that right? Yeah.
Yeah,
one six-sided die per level. If it hits. So we're going to try this now. Going to roll my d20 here. D20. Hey-o.
Critical hit! Awesome.
So that's 8 six-sided dice for max damage.
So, yeah. 8 times 6.
Sorry, any of us know 8 times 6?
Oh, okay.
High school was a long time
48.
Ago.
48.
There you go. 48. Yeah, I have a good feeling it's about to explode.
Oh, God, no.
It's going to explode.
It should fry.
It's going to blow!
What's your damage counter for the attack?
48. He's got a crit.
48. He's got a crit. At a crit, he gets max damage.
Alright, the penis chariot. The penis chariot has been defeated. It is screaming in complete agony. In its fiery visage, you are all in awe of this flaming cock. And it's just screaming.
I am indeed.
This cock will be my treasure.
Ew. What? What a rich
that's part of my character's quest. That's one of his life goals, is to kill all the most notorious monsters.
Sure, man, sure.
It doesn't get more notorious than a giant cock on a chariot.
So all I can say is so glad I have that on tape.
Oh, we are still going to hear that on the next episode.
Okay, what I do is I take a oil flask and I pour it onto the sword's blade. And then I light it on fire so it destroys all the cock germs.
All right, well, what I'm going to do, since I didn't get a turn, I want to, like, use my sword and, like, skin what's left of it so I can make armor out of it.
No, you can't do that because you didn't finish. You guys wait a bit
I'm going to make armor.
Everyone shut the fuck up. You're all in awe of the flaming cock so much that you watch it the entire time until the fire is completely gone and it's just a charred corpse now. It's unsalvageable. It's completely charred.
Is it like the end of Jedi, Return of the Jedi with Darth Vader on the fire?
There is one thing that's left, though. Like I said, it is a penis chariot, So the chariot's still there for some reason. That survived.
I'm not touching that thing. I don't care how much.
I'm touching it. It's mine now, bitches.
You get
where am
it.
I? Did I get my axe?
It's made out of.
Yeah, you got your
it's
axe.
It's made out of pure gold.
Adding it
so out. You guys realize, while it may be very distinct, it's also worth a lot. So you have to choose whether you. You forget about
the valuable thing in the universe, I would not touch it.
Don't you forget about me. I'm going to take the damn thing with me. If I'm going to keep a treasure, I'm going to keep what it rode on.
Then again, as chariot made out of pure gold, that must be a heavy thing to like pull around with you, let alone carry. Anyway,
Well, you could take pieces and you can take the pieces of the chariot instead of the entire thing, which is still worth quite a bit.
Oh, makes sense, yeah. I'm not touching it. I mean, I don't care what you say. It could be like the most awesomest woman there wiggling around. I would not touch it. Anyway, I'm gonna use my lamp to check out other. Is there another exit? Like another, you know, does the dungeon go further?
You pretty much reach the end of the dungeon. You do notice that the cave goes slightly further behind the penis chariot, but there's really nothing much there. You can
nothing
explore
much.
It a little bit, though. Nothing much,
okay.
You're not sure.
I go ahead and explore
there,
it.
You, there might be something there.
Searching.
All right, so Lo Wang is walking around behind the cave.
I have my plans for this one. As I say, as I caress my chariot.
In a really creepy way.
Lo Wang sees something very strange. And he's almost...
After this, and then nothing is... Well, nothing, but not a lot would be strange.
Anymore, at least.
He actually finds a woman. Completely nude.
Oh, shit.
Nude woman.
Can she have some sexy clothes on?
She has nothing on. Completely nude.
Is she attractive?
It looks like she's been sleeping.
Be careful, it's a trap!
Now,
she's very attractive.
What is she?
She's probably an 8.
8, 9,
like
nine.
A 7 or an 8. And she has long, blonde hair, and she looks like she's been sleeping the entire night.
Wow, a blonde woman in this Asian country, wow. Amazing. I've never seen golden hair before.
Probably fake.
Anyway,
she's
so
waking up and then she notices you and then she notices the penis chariot as well. And
I have saved
screaming.
You from the I have saved you from the terrible
she's
monster. Screaming.
She's like, what terrible monster? I love that thing.
Of course.
Oh,
always the
like,
size, isn't it? Always the size, not the way how you use it. Ah.
And then you notice that down below it was a little wider than most girls.
Oh yeah. Well, I guess having sex with you would be like throwing down a toothpick down a volcano. So. I check if there's any treasure, since she obviously is not interested in me.
Yeah,
but then I
ask
her, so you want to do it?
Hold on a second. I'm going to use my spell of Feeble Mind on the lady, which drops her nail to
baby.
One. Okay, here it comes.
Hey, baby.
I got to
ride my white horse.
Give me a 1d20.
I rolled a 6.
It failed. Her love for the giant cock was too great.
All right. Well, now I'm going to try to romance her with my manliness. Hey, baby, you want to ride my white horse?
Look at you. Chances are, nothing much.
I just ignored him and I looked for some other treasure.
All right. I'm still gonna roll
especially my. No, wait. You feel especially mad about that. considering this hot chick just royally just turned you down.
No, I'm fine. It happens a lot. I'm a pervert. You know, I'm a perverted ninja. It happens.
I'm talking about Adam's character.
Okay.
You notice this actually because your ninja training has kept you very sharp, and you notice.
I don't notice it because I don't care. I don't give a fuck.
Okay, but you don't.
I'm a selfish, evil ninja bastard. I'm gonna get some treasure.
But you notice that Elvis is starting to grow some hair, and looks like he might go berserk.
Right, hey, if you go berserk, then I will kill you.
Give me a 1d20, right. Adam.
16.
You were like, no, I'm not going to let it happen, basically. That's what you were thinking. And you kept it down. You didn't let it happen. You got over that this attractive girl turned you down. You just thought to yourself, she's probably not even worth it. Her pooch is probably, like, sticking my...
So we're all just standing around again? We're just still just standing here?
I'm looking for treasure, for anything else.
I'm going to try and evil mind again.
Or...
Okay, you try it again.
20. That bitch is dumb as fuck to Rosh now.
She is completely just...
My favorite color.
She's drilling out of the mouth. She's just drilling out of the mouth right now.
I think
there's something really wrong right now. What I really see for me.
Just staring off.
I go to her. You want to make the hanky panky?
She just stands there. She doesn't even react. She just.
I just take her behind to the little casing and do it.
Wait. I'm gonna follow him because I ain't gonna pass this.
No, okay. Up. I'm gonna stop him right there, dude.
Wait. What? You dropped him. Give me a 1d20.
Okay.
Uh oh.
You were successfully pilfered the woman without anyone noticing.
I'm a ninja.
Did I miss something?
Guys, I'm going to give you 5, so I'll be right back.
We could just end it here, shouldn't I?
It's almost midnight. I'm getting tired.
Come to me.
Really
tired. You guys played till like 3 in the morning.
I need to eat my fucking supper. I haven't even had supper yet.
Why?
I just never got around to it. And I've been doing this shit. I've had shit to do.
I've just jumped from one thing to another.
Cause I wouldn't want to leave you hanging.
We're okay.
Yeah, I think we can call it a night. I don't know how long Shintai is gonna be gone. Shintai did a pretty good job, actually. I must say.
I'm actually surprised. He did do a great job. Although, if anyone's curious about what exactly Elvis's plans for that chariot are,
No, we aren't.
Not really.
Well, I'm just gonna say it anyway. Fuck it. He's gonna smelt the damn thing and use it to craft a new sword. There we go.
Good for you.
A sword
out of gold, you will hit it once against something harder than cello, and it's broken.
Yeah, haven't you ever played Minecraft? Gosh.
Gosh.
If it's a gilded
chariot, it's like metal, but with gold on it. That's a different story.
Let's see, yeah.
Holy God, I want to ask.
Shintai.
Guys, I want to ask. Like, be honest, how am I doing?
I think you did a good job, man.
You did a great job, damn.
It was quite entertaining. For that you didn't prepare, that you prepared right for the... again, what I can say to Adam, you know, when you do your game, and to Shintai, if you want to, you know, DM again, you notice now that preparation is very useful.
Yeah, it's very important.
Like, winging it seems like easy thing, but I'm not saying that It takes a while to practice. Like CF is getting the hang of it, of winging it. But even he prepares. If nothing else, have a random generator there, like the Dundion.
Alright.
Okay. Let's. So I guess we return to the castle with the loot, which was 5 gold and
the
a gold
and
the chariot. Yeah, I take her with me. Meanwhile,
I laze about in glory as I eat grapes from my golden chariot.
Ew.
But you start to wonder if it was such a good idea, Lo Wang, because you notice that the sex was very unsatisfying.
Yeah, I'm gonna just leave her there at the camp, whatever.